This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. International Workers' Day, also known as May Day today, President and Prime Minister give their best wishes. Health Ministry reports more than 5,700 new corona infection cases and 33 deaths. Ministry urges all to remain sensibly watchful towards dire threat of corona infection in 22 districts including the Kathmandu Valley. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli stresses on need for technical education to realize national aspiration of prosperous Nepal and happy Nepali. And families in Israel begin burying their loved ones after at least 45 people died in a crush at a crowded Jewish festival overnight. Now the news in detail. Today is International Workers' Day, also known as the May Day. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has offered her best wishes of happiness, peace and prosperity to all working sisters and brothers at home and abroad on the occasion of International Workers' Day today. The President, in a message of greetings on May Day today, appreciated and thanked working people who did their work for prosperity and progress of the country, being on the forefront to fight against COVID-19. She expressed her hope that this day may help unite all workers for their rights. She drew the attention of the concerned authority to make arrangements for workers who have lost their jobs due to the infection for their livelihood. She expressed her confidence that country's goal of prosperous Nepal and happy Nepali would be fulfilled by eradicating poverty and ensuring social security to the people. She urged one and all to abide by the prohibitory order imposed by the government to control coronavirus and follow the health protocol to be safe from the coronavirus infection. Similarly, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has also extended his best wishes to one and all on the occasion of International Workers' Day today. A meeting of the COVID Crisis Management Centre, CCMC, held yesterday recommended closure of different points of Nepal-India border in the wake of massive spread of the coronavirus. The meeting, presided over by CCMC Coordinator and Deputy Prime Minister Ishwar Pokhrel, also offered further recommendations for the containment of the virus as the second wave of COVID-19 was rising in the country. The recommendations given by the CCMC would be discussed in the Council of Ministers meeting. The CCMC meeting also reviewed the ongoing prohibitory order issued in different districts and supplies of essential goods and services. The government has appealed all to be sensible and watchful towards growing menace of sweeping coronavirus infection. The Ministry of Health and Population has said that the virus infection has crossed the red line in 22 districts of the country, including the Kathmandu Valley. Issuing an appeal yesterday, joint spokesperson of the Health Ministry, Samir Kumar Adhikari, said corona infection had been increasing at a menacing rate in Morang, Sunsari, Chapa, Parsa, Bara, Dhanukha, Chitwan, Makwanpur, Kabre, Kaski, Dang, Mange, Rupandehi, Palpa, Bardia, Kapilbastu, Surkhet, Kailali and Kanchanpur districts along with the Kathmandu Valley. The ministry has further said the existing hospital beds in the country are insufficient for the treatment of the COVID patients. It added that the country's medical facilities could not withstand the flow of the infected. The ministry has also appealed all to abide by the health safety protocols to contain the coronavirus infection. It has also urged people not to go abroad or come to Nepal through any means and not to carry out any tourist activities. The Ministry of Health and Population has requested all 77 districts' administration offices to mobilize ambulances in an integrated manner. Sending a letter to all 77 district administration offices yesterday, joint spokesperson at the ministry, Dr. Samir Kumar Adhikari, requested the ambulance seeker service providers to ensure smooth services to the service seekers. Kathmandu Metropolitan City has made an arrangement of free ambulance services from five different places in the Kathmandu district for people in serious condition. The metropolis has informed that the service had been put in place to facilitate the chronic disease patients who could experience critical condition in lack of timely medical intervention. People can take free ambulance services from the National City Hall at Ratna Park, the trolley bus premises at Meen Bhavan, Ward No. 3 office area at Maharaj Ganj, Ward No. 15 premises at Swembu, and Ward No. 7 office premise at Mitra Park. The service seekers can call the KMC hotline number 1180. The number once again, 1180, to avail the ambulance services. The Health Ministry yesterday reported 5,727 new coronavirus infection cases. This is the highest infection case in Nepal since the 21st of October last year. Among the cases reported yesterday, nearly 3,000 infection cases were from the Kathmandu Valley alone. Similarly, 928 people recovered from the infection yesterday. As per the ministry's update, Nepal's active corona infection cases have now crossed 38,800. The ministry also reported 33 corona-related deaths in the past 24 hours. This has pushed Nepal's corona-related death toll to 3,279. Nepali Congress President Shahbahadur Dewar has suggested the government to mandatorily carry out PCR tests of all Nepalese who are returning home from India. Addressing a press meeting at his residence in Kathmandu yesterday, Congress President Dewar urged the government to carry out PCR tests of all at the border checkpoints compulsorily and keep them at holding centres until the test results were obtained. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has stressed the need for promoting and expanding technical education to materialize the national goal of prosperous Nepal and happy Nepali. Virtually inaugurating the Lalitpur-based newly constructed building of the Technical Training Academy yesterday, Prime Minister Oli said the government had been making every possible effort to provide life skill-based education. The Technical Training Academy was built at the cost of $5 million assistance provided by the government of South Korea through its international aid agency KOICA. President Bidyadevi Bhandari has appointed Ram Kaji Kharka as the non-resident ambassador to the Holy See and Serbia. Currently, Mr. Kharka is the resident ambassador of Nepal to Germany. Issuing a statement yesterday, joint spokesperson at the office of the president, Keshav Prasad Kimire, confirmed the appointment of Ambassador Kharka. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
ए छोरा के छ हाल खबर पढाई कस्तो चलदै छ
सबै राम्रै चलदै छ अनि त्यहाँ के छ बुवा
यहाँ पनि सबै राम्रो छ ला तेरो आमासँग कुरा गर
पर्दैन किन धेरै पैसा खर्च गर्नुहुन्छ
किन टेन्सन लिन्छस् बाबु हामी जस्ताको लागि एनटीसी को कॉल इन्डिया प्याक छदैछ नि इन्डिया कॉल गर्न त कस्तो सस्तो पो छ त त्यसमा
ल त्यसो भए ढुक्कले कुरा गरौँ न त
सेवा सुचारु गर्नका लागि *1415 हैश डायल गर्नुहोस्
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's English News Bulletin. Now some international updates. Families in Israel have begun burying their loved ones after at least 45 people died in a crush at a crowded Jewish festival overnight. Some 150 people were also injured at the Lag Bamor festival near Mount Meron when people became trapped in an overcrowded passageway. Funerals were allowed to take place for victims who were positively identified. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu promised that an inquiry would ensure such a tragedy did not happen again. Visiting the scene, he said it was one of the worst peacetime disasters the country had known. One survivor who gave his name as David told Israeli news agency Ynet News it had felt like a human wave had broken. Officials in Delhi of India have been urged to find more sites of cremations as the city's morgues and crematoriums were overwhelmed by masses of COVID deaths. A second wave of the virus is ravaging parts of India with more than 386,000 new cases reported on Thursday, the biggest one-day increase on the country on record for any country. There were another 3,500 deaths nationwide on Thursday and nearly 400 in Delhi, a record for the capital. The total number of infections in the country has now passed 18 million. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Thunderstorms accompanied with gusty winds is possible at a few places of the hilly regions of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up, let's have the reminder of the headlines once again. International Workers' Day, also known as May Day today, President and Prime Minister give their best wishes. Health Ministry reports 5,700 corona infection cases and 33 deaths. Ministry urges all to remain sensibly watchful towards dire threat of corona infection in 22 districts, including the Kathmandu Valley. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli stresses a need for technical education to realize national aspiration of prosperous Nepal and happy Nepali. And families in Israel begin burying their loved ones after at least 45 people died in a crush at a crowded Jewish festival overnight. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.